said the Metatron flatly. "You are well aware there shall be a world lasting 6,000 years, and it will conclude with..."
"Yes, yes, that's the great plan, all right," said Aziraphale. He spoke politely and respectfully, but with the air of one who has just asked an unwelcome question at a political meeting and won't go away until he gets an answer. "I was just asking if it's ineffable as well. I just want to be clear on this point."
"It doesn't matter," snapped the Metatron. "It's the same thing, surely."
"Surely?" thought Crowley. "They don't actually know." He started to grin like an idiot. "So you're not 100% clear on this," said Aziraphale.
"It's not given to us to understand the ineffable plan," said the Metatron. "But of course the great plan..."
"But the great plan can only be a tiny part of the overall ineffability," said Crowley. "You can't be certain that what's happening right now isn't exactly right, from an ineffable point of view."
"It is written," bellowed Beelzebub.
"But it might be written differently somewhere else," said Crowley, "where you can't read it."
"In bigger letters," said Aziraphale.
"Underlined," Crowley added.
"Twice,"
suggested Aziraphale. "Perhaps this isn't just a test of the world," said Crowley. "It might be a test of you people too,
"God does not play games with his loyal servants," said the Metatron, but in a worried tone of voice.
"Hoo-wee," said Crowley, "where have you been?" Everyone found their eyes turned towards Adam. He seemed to be thinking very carefully. Then he said, "I don't see why it matters what is written, not when it's about people. It can always be crossed out." A breeze swept across the airfield. Overhead, the assembled hosts rippled like a mirage. There was the kind of silence there might have been on the day before creation. Adam stood smiling at the two of them, a small figure perfectly poised exactly between heaven and hell. Crowley grabbed Aziraphale's arm. "You know what happened," he hissed excitedly. "He was left alone. He grew up human. He's not evil incarnate or good incarnate. He's just a human incarnate." Then,
"I think," said the Metatron, "that I shall need to seek further instructions." "I also," said Beelzebub.
His raging face turned to Crowley.
"And I shall report of your part in this, thou hast better believe it."
He glared at Adam.
"And I do not know what thy father will say."
There was a thundering explosion. Shadwell, who had been fidgeting with horrified excitement for some minutes, had finally got enough control of his trembling fingers to pull the trigger. The pellets passed through the space where Beelzebub had been. Shadwell never knew how lucky he had been that he'd missed. The sky wavered and then became just sky. Around the horizon, the clouds began to unravel. Madam Tracy broke the silence. "Weren't they odd?" she said. She didn't mean, "weren't they odd?" What she did mean, she could probably never hope to express, except by screaming, but the human brain has amazing recuperative powers, and saying, "weren't they odd?" was part of the rapid healing process. Within half an hour, she'd be thinking she'd just had too much to drink.
"Is it over, do you think?" said Aziraphale.
Crowley shrugged.
"Not for us, I'm afraid."
"I don't think you need to go worrying," said Adam, knowingly.
"I know all about you two. Don't you worry."
He looked at the rest of them, who tried not to back away. He seemed to think for a while, and then he said, "There's been too much messing around anyway, but it seems to me everyone's going to be a lot happier if they forget about this. Not actually forget, just not remember exactly. And then we can go home."
"But you can't just leave it at that," said Anathema, pushing forward. "Think of all the things you could do, good things."
"Like what?" said Adam suspiciously.
"Well, you could bring all the whales back to start with."
He put his head on one side.
"And that'd stop people killing them, would it?"
She hesitated. It would have been nice to say yes.
"And if people do start killing them, what would you ask me to do about them?" said Adam.
"No, I reckon I'm getting the hang of this now. Once I start messing around like that, there'll be no stopping it. Seems to me the only sensible thing is for people to know if they kill a whale, they've got a dead whale."
"That shows a very responsible attitude," said Newt.
Adam raised an eyebrow.
"It's just sense," he said.
Aziraphale patted Crowley on the back.